Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Just shy of 8:30 here at 55 KRCD Talk Station. Joe Biden wants to fire you if you're a police officer and you don't get a vaccine. Says the hell with you. He doesn't appreciate the fact that there is a shortage of police officers in this country. The hard work that they do every day in the face of politicians telling them that they're all racist. And the deterioration of a lot of cities as a consequence of that behavior and attitude. Somebody who knows a whole lot about this, follows the topic very closely, because it's right there in his wheelhouse. It's Dan Hills, FOP President, Chapter 69, which represents the Cincinnati Police Department. Welcome back to the program, my friend. It's always good to hear from you.
Brian, you don't have your headphones on too tight, do you? I don't want to hurt your ears. You have Joe ready on the dump button. I don't want to get barred from the speech for the things that want to come out of my mouth right now. I'll start with just
Dan, can I interject real quick?
I
just got to interject real quick. That's me every single day. I struggle with FCC compliance literally every single day. If you know me outside of the radio, yes, I occasionally will use some blue language, but I shut it off so I don't get into trouble, and I think it's better not to use it because sometimes it is a reflection of your inability to come up with something better by way of verbiage, but I hear you, brother. I hear you.
Yeah, I tell you, right now I don't know if I can come up with anything. I just want to, like, you remember the Tasmanian devil? Remember the old cartoon?
Yeah.
Spinning around and stuff? That's about where I'm at right now. The unimaginable thing to go to bed one night and wake up in the Soviet Union. I mean, how did we get here? How did we let this happen? Who voted for this guy? Who can't see through the direct connect between him and a far-reaching authoritarian government, which is the exact opposite of what we are supposed to be? This is nuts. Joe, I have natural antibodies. You won't talk about it. You won't think about it or anything else like that. There's so many different medical things that could go on and on and on. Reasons why it should simply be a choice. It should simply be about freedom. Instead, it wasn't about freedom. It's all about freedom. And that they would take the people, like you said, that have gotten through COVID, the officers that are out there on the streets that have gotten through the COVID pandemic, through the George Floyd riots, through some of the toughest times to be a police officer, and then they say, you know what, we're sorry. We don't like the choices you're making about your own health. You're going to have to take a walk outside the door. I don't know how this can continue much longer. The stability of the country is being threatened. If you do not have law enforcement officers that are willing to saddle up and come to work every day, I know there's some departments it's 30-40%. I've heard other departments it's higher than that. My guess, and it's just a guess, 30-40% of the Cincinnati police officers have not been vaccinated. It's just a guess, but it's a very informed guess as I'm talking to people constantly, roll calls and all that stuff. I interviewed with a young lady from Channel 9 the other day, and I kept emphasizing over and over and over again to her, it's like, look, nothing's going to change now. I mean, there might be 1 or 2 or a percent here or there, but if you've gone all this time and you haven't taken a test yet or you haven't got a vaccine yet, guess what? You're not going to take one.
I hear you, and I think you are right for a variety of reasons. You know, and some people end up in the default position just because they are so unwavering and illogical about their I will call them loosely recommendations for vaccinations now becoming a rule or a law or an effective obligation for condition of employment, if you will. But to your point on natural immunity, for example, that is a thing. It can be tested for, and you can be proven to have a natural immunity. The fact that that is a fact, and that the powers that be will not acknowledge or honor that reality, is enough to put someone who hasn't had COVID or and maybe isn't overly vaccine skeptical, but to hear that, it's like, wait a second. Something is wrong with this picture. I don't like that. They are so unwavering and stubborn in their demand that I get a vaccine that, you know what? To hell with them. That's kind of my default on that.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
I don't,
there's no doubt at this point it's caused me more reluctance to get the vaccine. I was telling people, like, you know, I might get my antibodies checked again, and if they're not there, maybe I'll get... I don't even have a desire to do that now. I mean, it's come to the point where they've poked me in my constitution.
There you go. There you go.
I don't like to get poked in, I don't like to get poked in my Bill of Rights. And so it's gotten to the point where, you know, we are all going to have to stand up together, whether you're vaccinated or not vaccinated, whether you're Democratic or Republican, whether you're black or white, you're all going to have to stand up together and see what's coming. This isn't going to be good for anybody. In the long run, you'll one of these days you'll be on a side of an issue that the government doesn't want you to be on the side of, and they will force you to do whatever they're going to be mandating. Mandating can come in more than just shots. Trust me, that nobody understands how important liberty is more than a police officer.
Yeah.
You get schooled over and over and over again on it. To take somebody's liberty away is a very, very serious job to be given. And you only do it when you absolutely have to do it. When the law that's been laid down by the lawmakers, the people elected by the people of the country, not by one executive who's just throwing out rules, or by bureaucrats who are just throwing out rules. This is not America. This is not American. And now he's coming right at me, and I'm highly irritated at it. I hope everybody else is watching, because first it'll be about this, and then it'll be about something else.
Oh, yeah.
And I've said over and over again, Brian, the reason they want cops and the reason they want military, the reason they want to break down those among us who are willing to speak out, like myself, is because next they need us to come get your guns. They want to get your guns.
Yeah.
And they need the cops and the military to be on their side in that, because that's the only person you can send to go get somebody's guns. And I'm here to tell you right now, I believe in the Second Amendment, and most police officers I know believe in the Second Amendment, and we're not taking part in it.
I know you won't. I feel very confident about that, and let's just face the reality, the cold, hard reality. Anybody who really thinks that can be brought about, that there are enough people within government that can make all the knocks on all the doors and collect all the guns that are out there in the world, that's I don't want to see them try.
Nuts, but we're seeing it right now. They're nuts.
They are crazy. Dan, it's always a pleasure having you on, man. Stay fired up and enjoy your weekend, and the best of health to you and your family. 837 55 KRC, the talk.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.